Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining me today on the show. This is Sharon. It's always a delight to have you joining me here. And I hope you've had a wonderful weekend, a marvelous Monday, and now I hope you're having a terrific Tuesday. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with me today. And, you know, I don't know about your neck of the woods, but in my neck of the woods, the weather has been really interesting. One day we walk out and it's beautiful, like it's spring. Then another day we walk out and it's chilly. But you know me, it doesn't matter to me what kind of weather we're having. It really, really doesn't. Winter, spring, rain and sleet, snow, summer. I like it all. I like it all. And, you know, I say this every week, and I say it because I truly mean it. For all my faithful listeners, those who've been with me since day one, you've been with me. I just love you. And I'm giving you a virtual hug today. And for those who've been with me on this journey for a while, I give you a virtual hug, too. And I just love you. Those who may be new, welcome. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me here on this platform. And the mission is to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And I know you're probably saying, well, that sounds like a lot. How do you do that? Well, we try to bring programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains as it relates to businesses, small businesses. Media buying, internet, social media. We bring tech news. We talk about business development. We also talk about relationships on this show because we are relational. Yes, we are. We're relational. We need to know how to get along with people, you know, so that you can give great customer service and so that your employees will feel comfortable talking to you about things. So those are things that we do on the show. And today, I am going to be talking about a topic that a lot of people are starting to think about as spring is here and the summer is coming and people will be out on breaks from school, from colleges, and people start rethinking about, you know, maybe what are some things that they can do. Some people are wanting to start businesses but don't really know how, don't know what to do. They're just not sure. So I am going to be talking about businesses that you can start for under $100. Did you hear that? Businesses that you can start for under $100 when we come back. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the e-panic button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Today we're going to be talking about businesses that you, not your neighbor, not your friend, but you, businesses that you can start for under $100. And some of these may be franchises as well. because, you know, I've heard people, and people have asked me, you know, what kind of things can I do? You know, what can I do? What kind of business can I have that I own, that I run, that won't cost too much money? Well, I'm so glad you asked. You may be ready to start a business. Maybe you're tired of working for someone every day for 40-plus hours a day, and you want to start your own business. Maybe you want to become a contractor. Maybe you want to set your own hours. People do that. Sometimes it feels like they're in the wrong field. And, you know, sometimes when you're not doing something that you really enjoy doing, it can become stressful. You can feel out of place. But not only that, but you may feel unproductive. Yeah. You go to work and you just feel like you're not giving it your best. Well, maybe you're not in the right business. Maybe the business that you're in isn't where you need to be. So if you are feeling unproductive, like you're spending too much emotional energy on trying to be content where you are, if you're not feeling fulfilled on this journey that you're on, or you're constantly doubting, you're going home and you're doubting, why am I here? What am I doing here? Why don't I do something else? If you feel like you don't have the discipline to stay focused, you're just not motivated. You're not motivated. Not only are you not motivated, but you have no goals in the job that you're in. You have no clear view or vision of where you're going in the next year or the next 3 years or the next 5 years. It may be time to reevaluate what you're doing. Maybe it's time for you to start your own practice or your own business. And I know you're saying, well, how do I do that? Well, when I come back from this short break, I'm going to give you some ideas of some businesses that you can start right here. This is Shane.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up, and you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I'm so glad that you decided to join me. We're talking about businesses that you can start on your own. And the wonderful news about this particular show is these are businesses that you can start for little or no money, like for under $100. Yeah, you can do it. Very little money up front. All right? Now, one of the businesses that you can start, little or no money, after-school tutoring. Have you ever thought about that? After-school tutoring? Tutors are needed practically all the time in any state or city. And it's simple to do. You may be awesome with English, math, music, any topic that you're really good at as it relates to school subjects. Students need tutoring. And the key is maybe just start with one or two students. Start with one or two students. And I'm going to tell you at the end of this show how you can multiply that. How you can multiply your clientele. But start with after-school tutoring. That's great. Also, this may be one you've never thought about doing, but do you know how many people have garages and have absolutely no idea how to manage them, organize them? You may be able to help them with that. If you have really good organizational skills, maybe you help with garage sales. For instance, if they have a garage that's full of things, maybe you can help them go through those things and put on garage sales for people. And don't just think this is useful for homeowners. There may be businesses that have equipment, old technology, well, technology that's old to them, and they may want to get rid of it. Maybe you can help them to sell it or contribute it to a charity. So those are two good ones. Takes little or no money to start. And then there's the handyman. Now, please do not underestimate the importance of being a handyman or handywoman. There are many people who need repairs around the house, and they just don't know how to do it, whether it's changing out a light fixture, it could be trying to figure out what's going on with an electrical outlet, it could be anything, installing equipment, figuring out things that you just don't know how to do. Handyman. And many times there are people who just don't have the skills to be a Mr. Fix-It or Mrs. Fix-It or Miss Fix-It. So starting a business as a handyman may be beneficial to you. Now, if you do decide to become a handyman, do consider getting some type of insurance, liability insurance, in the event that you hurt yourself, or which we don't want that to happen, but accidents do happen. So consider that as well. The balance also gives some other ideas, too, that I really like. In fact, some of these I've actually done before, and I've made some really good money doing it. But another thing that you may want to consider is being a personal concierge. You handle all the errands, you manage schedules, you help them maybe take animals to the vet when they need it, or maybe you make sure that the flowers are watered when people are out of town, you check the mail. Being a personal concierge business, a personal concierge business. Nice business to start. And typically the type of person that would enjoy something like this is somebody who really enjoys assisting others, someone who really enjoys helping someone to manage their lives. So if you're a good manager of time, that may be great for you. That may be really good. And along those lines also, virtual assistants. Virtual assistants provide technical services or administrative services remotely. If you're really good with technology and you have an amount of experience that can assist managers or entrepreneurs in streamlining their business, you may be great. You may be a great fit for small businesses that may not want to put or invest a lot of money into an assistant, virtual assistant. You could be a virtual assistant. Yeah. Or if you make wonderful desserts or you love being in the kitchen and that's just something you truly enjoy doing, maybe you can become a gourmet shop owner or a small business that specializes in certain treats or foods, vegetarian, vegan. You decide. If that's something that you enjoy doing. But all these businesses, of course, before you start, you need to do your research, do your homework on them. But you can get started for little or no money. So you may want to start your own gourmet shop. Mm-hmm. And another one that is really good, if you know a lot about computers, maybe you can become a computer repair business. I can't tell you how many times I've had questions about something that was going on with my computer and I just didn't know the answer to it. Yes, and I had to seek help. So maybe you can be a computer repair or maintenance provider, or perhaps you can set up a company that just answers questions regarding computer issues, a call-in line, and people can pay you to help them with their issues. Yeah, you probably hadn't even thought about some of these things, had you? That's why we like bringing this type of information to the show, because we want to give you ideas on things that you can do to start your own business. And when I come back from this break, I'm going to give you a few more ideas on things that you can do if you're ready to start your own business right here. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. This is Sharon, and today we're talking about small businesses that you can start for under $100. And I usually like to do this topic at least once a year because I get questions about businesses that people can start for little or no money. And these are some really great businesses that you can start for yourself for under $100. And the great thing about some of these businesses, you don't have to quit your day job. You can do these in your spare time, or you can set up certain hours after you get off work, and then maybe, who knows, you may find that this is something that you truly enjoy and you may decide to make it a full-time business. So we're talking about that today. And, you know, before we go to the next business that you could possibly start for under $100, one thing that I really want you to consider as well is the fact that many people are looking for businesses. They're looking for extra ways to make money so that they can retire and retire comfortably. Some people want to retire rich. So whatever your goal is, there are personal finance habits that you need to have in place if you want to retire, whether it's retiring rich or you just want to make sure that you retire comfortably. And many people are finding it challenging to put money aside. In fact, one in five Americans have absolutely nothing saved for retirement. And 55% of Americans say they plan to work past the age of 65 because they won't have enough money saved to retire, according to Northwestern Mutual. And if you fall within those percentages, there is hope. Although preparing for retirement may seem impossible, it's not really impossible. You've just got to have some discipline. So here are three, just three simple personal finance habits that you can start, today so that you can possibly retire comfortably. And according to Motley Fool, one of the things that you can do is put at least 15% of each paycheck toward retirement. Now, how difficult can that be? And I know you may be saying, I need every dime. Well, if you put 15% of your paycheck towards retirement, you can be on your way to retiring comfortably. Just 15%. Put 15% away. Just do it and figure out how you will make up the difference. And some of the businesses that we're talking about can help you do just that. So that's the first thing. The second thing is do your best to eliminate your credit card debt. Do your best to eliminate it. And if you're not sure how to do it, there are so many resources online that can help you figure out how to reduce and eliminate your credit card debt. And if you're still not sure, there are organizations out there, there are companies out there that help with that. And if you'd like for me to do a show on it, I'd be happy to do that as well. In fact, I probably will just bring a show on how to eliminate and reduce your credit card debt. And the last thing, and I stress this for those of you who are loyal listeners, you know how much I stress this, track your spending. Even if it just means simply having a budget, write all the things that you spend money on. Also list your income sources. What are all your income sources? And then what are those things that you spend money on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, however you want to track that. And as I've told you before, you will find three numbers when you start doing that. One, you may have a positive cash flow. Two, you may have zero left over. Or three, you may find yourself in a deficit. But what is that number? What is it? And then once you know what it is, you can start making plans on fixing it. Oh, I love these tips. These are some great tips. And I hope that you will take a look at those tips. And I'm just going to give you a few more things that you might want to consider doing to maybe help increase your income and maybe to find some self-fulfillment in doing something that you really enjoy doing. Now, here's one that you probably wouldn't want to do or hadn't thought about doing it, and it's not glamorous at all. But it's called a pooper scooper. I know. It's not glamorous. But do you know that there are people who are willing to pay someone else to clean up after their dogs and their pets? So if you live in an area that has lots of pets or lots of dogs, you may be able to make some money doing that. If you're great at accounting, consider being a bookkeeper. There are a lot of people who don't want to do their own taxes or don't want to keep their own books. Consider being a bookkeeper. There's also an event planner. And I tell you, if you really enjoy planning events, this is wonderful. I enjoy planning events, and I have done well with event planning. But it really can be fun for those of you who enjoy it, where there's wedding planning, where there's planning for retirement parties, whether it's planning for children's birthday parties, whether it's planning for a company or an organization that's wanting to put on an event. It could be anything. Event planners. Could be family reunions or class reunions. Get your name out there. Pet sitting. Pet sitting is another one. People like their animals. They love their little animals. They're like little members of the family. So when people go out of town, sometimes it's not always possible or feasible for them to take their little pets with them. So perhaps you can start a business, pet sitting, house painting. I know someone personally that has done wonderful. They have made wonderful money painting. In fact, they said that it's very therapeutic for them. They really enjoy it. And you can tell that they enjoy it. And because they enjoy it, guess what? They make really good money doing it. So it can be house painting, or sometimes companies may need touch-ups done at their offices. They may not need the whole office painted. They may just need touch-ups done. Get your name out there if that's something that you really enjoy doing. And for those who are into technology, social media, or if you're into blogging, content management is huge today. And I know it started out as a hobby for me. I did it because someone asked me if I would help with something, and I've been doing it ever since. And it started out as a hobby, but now I actually do social media, digital marketing. I do all of that and management because that's where my skill set is. And maybe you're good at financing. Maybe you're really good at that. That's something to consider doing. And if some of these things didn't necessarily fall within something that you'd like to do, maybe you want to be online. you know, consider doing e-products. There are organizations out there that you can join, and you can receive a commission on what you sell online. So maybe you'd rather do e-commerce, and that just means doing commerce online. So there's so much out there. Taxi services, maybe you love doing tour guides. Oh, I think that would be a fabulous job to do. Scheduling guides, tour guides for people around the city or around the historical places. Maybe you enjoy doing that. Consider that. Maybe you can sign up with companies that have customers that would like to do tours. Oh, my goodness, there's so much that we could talk about. Flooring. If you're good at putting down flooring or that's something that you just really like doing, start your business doing it. Some people love cleaning. Lots of houses and businesses out there that need somebody to come in and do professional cleaning. If that's something that you enjoy doing, it brings you peace of mind, maybe you need to start a business doing it. I know there are people that like doing little crafts, like homemade soaps, or you like doing other little crafts. Maybe you should consider starting a business. If you bake great cakes and pies, maybe you should consider starting a business. What about grocery delivery? Actually, stores are starting to deliver. There are companies that do nothing but deliver things for people. They go pick up the food. They go pick up the dry cleaning. They go pick it up. And guess what? They've started a business doing it. Running errands. Training pets. Oh, my goodness, there's so much out there. Social media management. There is so much out there that you can do. Recycling. Designing logos for people. There's a lot that you can do. All you need to do is figure out what do you enjoy doing and do it. And I said at the beginning of the show that I was going to give you one tip that could help you to grow your clientele. This is a tip that I've used through the years, and it has worked like a charm every time. And this is something that most people forget to do. But I promise you, if you would do this on a regular basis, you will have more clients than you can wink an eye at. What is my number one tip? Referrals. Ask for referrals. I know you're like, oh, come on. Trust me. Ask for referrals. So many times, business owners, managers, companies do wonderful jobs for people, and the clients love them, and they never ask for a referral. That is one of the ways I built the clientele, by asking for referrals all the time. In fact, I had so many referrals, I couldn't get to all of them. And people wonder, how do you have so many clients? How do you have so many referrals? And they actually wanted me to help them to get referrals. You can do it. And all you have to do is ask. Very simple but powerful. And, you know, my dad used to tell me 2 years ago, he said, if you want to be successful, dear, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I encourage you to do the same thing. Surround yourself by people who are positive. That's right. Surround yourself by people who are positive, who are forward-thinking, who have goals, who are interested in doing well and helping others to do well. If you surround yourself by people like that, you can be successful. Thank you so much for joining me today. It has been my pleasure to be with you and to share information that I hope has enlightened, informed, and entertained you. Thank you so much again, and have a wonderful day. This is Sharon.